The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
VA news readers have been paying close attention to a story about 377,000 square miles of water between Japan and Korea. To find out why, we call on David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This story was written by Rachel Weiner, a staff writer with the Washington Post. There are some very hard feelings that go back to Japan's domination of Korea during the Second World War. In textbooks and many maps around the world, a body of water between the two countries is referred to as the Sea of Japan. The Koreans take exception to that. They would like it to be called the East Sea.
David, it's been called the Sea of Japan in Virginia textbooks, but a change could be on the way.
Koreans, who are a very potent political force in Northern Virginia, have gotten several legislators behind this bill to specify that Virginia textbooks must refer to this body of water as the East Sea. Lo and behold, the Japanese don't like this much. The envoy in Washington has hired McGuire Woods, one of the biggest lobbying firms in the state, to come in and make its case on this.
A big part of that case, of course, is that Japan does quite a lot of business in Virginia. According to the Japanese envoy, that comes to $1 billion invested in the Commonwealth and 250 Japanese companies with a presence in the state. In the end, neither side got 100% of what it wanted, as reported by the South Korean Aninang News Service.
Over in the U.S. state of Virginia, a bill on identifying the body of water between Korea and Japan as both the East Sea and the Sea of Japan in local public school textbooks is moving through the state legislature. This is the second attempt to pass the bill after it was voted down 2 years ago.
That compromise has passed the Senate and appears to have a good deal of support in the House as well. Next, David, a story that involves homemade soup and how it ran afoul of Virginia law.
Right. This is part of the kind of farm-to-market movement that you see. It's related to all the locally grown and produced products, food that you see in farmers market these days. Some people want to go further and cook food, homemade food, in their kitchens and sell them to their neighbors. This is a story by Shelly Ann Davis of the Freelance Star about a Fredericksburg resident who was making a little money on the side, making soups for her neighbors. And then apparently the state government shut them down.
It turns out you can't do that in Virginia because there's no way of knowing if the soup met state safety standards. And that brings us to the General Assembly.
There was a bill in the legislature that would allow them to sell, people to sell their homemade food products as long as their name and address was on the label. These are not coming from unknown sources, but from your neighbor down the street. The bill was shot down by some of the large agriculture groups, the Farm Bureau, the Dairymen's Association. They all claim that without the protections of the Agriculture Department and food inspections, it would leave the public susceptible to pathogens from improperly handled meat and milk.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.